Bickley and Murata. Mock my world.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
Are you mocking me?
Mock my world is back. Last week we went, we got a little blue on Mock My World last week. All things blue. And Dan Bickley.
Wow.
From the four hole, baby.
Reigning supreme. Batting cleanup on the draft. 34.9% of the vote. His combination of blue sky, blue jeans, blue lagoon, and blue cheese. You even withstood the selection of blue cheese to win.
That's delicious.
I love
People who love it.
Yes. The battle for second was very hotly contested. I just nudged out Sarah by 0.6% for second. Sarah finished third. Jarrett with the number one pick, 11.8%. All because with his third round pick, he picked the U of A blue basketball jersey.
I stand by you, Jarrett.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
I support you.
You don't think that's what happened? Blueberries, the number one overall pick?
I think I lost a lot of potential votes because some of the voting fell over the Rosh Hashanah holiday.
Oh.
And many of my fans were not on line to vote during 2 days.
So we'll see how you do this week on a non-Jewish holiday.
Well, it is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Monday.
Busy.
The voting.
Yeah.
So in reverse order of last week's draft, we'll go Jarrett first, Sarah second, I'll go third, Bick will go fourth, four-round snake-style draft, and again, tied to the Cardinals' opponent this week, the Dallas Cowboys. All things Cowboys. Favorite Cowboys.
Yes, real or fictional.
Yep. So, Jarrett, you've got the first pick.
See, this doesn't feel like one where there's an obvious number one, but I'm going to go with one of the coolest real-life Cowboys who is then portrayed on film as one of the coolest movie characters, Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday. All right, Doc's off the board. Sarah?
I'm going to go with a movie that will forever make me cry, or a character from a movie that will forever make me cry. I'm taking Woody.
Good pick.
Good one.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
How did you not think of that?
Well, I'm adult.
What adult?
What adult?
That is maybe the most false thing you've ever said.
My grandpa used to love that. He goes, "I'm adult. Are you adult?"
Oh.
There we go. Now he's back.
Yep. Yeah, there he is. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, that was my pick. So I'm going to go throughout the cowboy history. Billy the Kid. Sure.
That's a good one. Sort of an outlaw, I believe.
I don't know.
Sort of an outlaw.
Pew, pew.
Whereas I picked a lawman.
All right, I'm gonna do my tandem. One of the best buddy movies ever. Give me Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Whoa!
Could that be one pick? What is everyone's ruling on that?
It's two different cowboys.
All right, okay, cowboys. Okay. All right.
And here's the other thing about cowboys. Cowboys or vaquero.
Oh, sure.
Okay, it's a term for somebody who is a rancher. You herd and move cattle.
Correct.
The definition gets extrapolated to anybody with a hat and a horse.
Agree.
Yes.
Oh, I was debating with somebody if Indiana Jones is a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said he rides a horse, he wears a hat.
No.
He has a gun and a whip.
That's a cool name.
And, right.
Yeah,
I would fight
right.
that one.
You would fight that.
But you bring up a great point. Why in the history of that term, they ride a horse. Why aren't they horse boys?
Right, we're horsemen. Yeah, we're horse boys.
We already have horse girls. Where are the horse boys?
Where are the horse boys? Where have all the horse boys gone?
I'm going to go with my second round pick. The Marlboro Man.
Ooh.
Pretty rugged cowboy, right?
Yeah. Nice leather lunged individual.
And leather faced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's dead now.
Jeez.
Sarah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Emmett Smith fell to me.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
All right, Emmett. I remember him fondly as a Cardinal, not a Cowboy.
Oh, of course. Well, more famous as a Cardinal, certainly.
Jarrett, two picks for you. Jarrett, two picks for you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go with, I had to make sure I had the name right. I'm going to go with Sheriff Bart from Blazing Saddles.
Sheriff Bart.
Who's laughing at your pig?
Wow.
Sounded like Tim Ring.
Speaking of a cowboy.
All right, Sheriff Bart's off the air, or off the board.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh.
Was his famous line from that movie when he was taking out the thing that he was going to read.
Okay. Did you make two picks?
That was it. I have two picks. I'm so sorry.
Sheriff and Bart are both.
No. All right, I'm going to go with a cartoon cowboy. Ooh, I hate that rabbit. Yosemite Sam.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Yosemite Sam has been picked. Another one I have on my list. Sarah.
I just want to make sure that Walker Texas Ranger counts.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I thought so. But you got me thinking about it.
Well, no, we're going sort of, we're going with the broad, if you're, the broad term of cowboy.
Okay, give me Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, comma, Texas Ranger.
Oh, best believe, I respect the
All right, I'm going to go to a real life person who once upon a time was a cowboy of the Oklahoma State variety, Barry Sanders.
All right.
Okay.
Dan, you got two picks.
I've got two picks here. All right.
This is our favorite cowboys, real or fictional.
Give me the naked cowboy
in Times Square.
The dude who surprises a lot of unsuspecting parents. All right. He's been doing it for 20 years. He's got a hat and a guitar and nothing else.
And a nasty case of skin cancer.
Oh, he's got that too. Yeah, he's got that too. And give me Mason Saunders.
Oh,
excellent.
That's so good. That's so good.
I will go with a local Deer Valley High School. I remember rodeo cowboy Ty Murray.
What?
Ty Murray.
Yeah.
Ty Murray.
Once upon a time married to Jewel.
Ty
what?
Murray.
Yes.
I'm learning a lot here.
Sorry. Maybe a little too much?
Perhaps. Okay, my final pick, I'm going to go with the Wyoming cowboy, Josh Allen.
Yep, good pick.
All right. I have two really good ones. I
do you now.
Prove it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my favorite television character of all time, I think. From Deadwood, Al Swearengen.
Yeah, some cowboy he was.
You don't
saw him on a horse a lot.
If that doesn't count, I have another one. If you think that doesn't count.
It does fit. I'm mocking the whole how the definition is just really expanded.
If you're in the Old West, you were.
That's it. You're a cowboy. Yeah, right. Exactly.
What was the other one, Jared?
The other one was Django.
Django's one of my favorite characters ever.
From Django Unchained, also Andy Oakley and Calamity Jane. The women, Wyatt Earp.
Are we done here?
We're done.
Are you emptying? Are you?
Yeah.
Flexing on
are
this.
You just flexing, showing us all? Yeah, okay.
Jarrett's got Doc Holliday, Sheriff Bart, Yosemite Sam, and Al Swearengen. Sarah went with Woody from Toy Story, Emmett Smith, Walker, Texas Ranger, and Josh Allen. I went Billy the Kid, the Marlboro Man, Barry Sanders, and Ty Murray. And Bix got Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, the Naked Cowboy, and Mason Saunders, who's probably pretty active on the rodeo circuit
right now. I would think, I'm sure he's roping a lot of steer.
You leave that steer out of it.
Don't talk about it.
You were going to say nobody picked what?
John Dutton from none of the Yosemite characters.
Yellowstone.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Well, luckily.
John Dutton was also a defensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys.
Luckily, because of the writers and actors strikes and the cheapness of the networks, they're going to start showing all their streaming shows on their regular networks.
They have.
So Yellowstone
yes, got huge just started, numbers on CBS.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And ABC is going to start showing all the Marvel shows, Disney Plus. So.
All right, Mock My World is in the books, cowboy related. You determine the winner on X/Twitter @Bickley_Murata.